Hi, my name is Alana Kaplan, and I studied abroad in Montpellier and Paris, France for the Eat, Pray, Love trip over winter term. So we had one of the days in Paris and the second half of the trip essentially free. In the morning, we went to the Musée d'Orsay, and then we had the entire afternoon to ourselves before we all met up for dinner again. And so my friends and I decided that we would spend a little bit of our free time together and then split off and just kind of take the afternoon to ourselves, because spending time together as a group is great and getting to know everyone was really nice, but alone time was kind of rare on this trip, especially just because it was so quick. So we spent time together in the morning. We walked to the Seine, to the Pont Neuf, which is the classic French bridge with the different love locks on them. Then we went to the Notre Dame, to the top, which was an incredible view. And then after lunch, we decided to split off and go do our own thing. And so when I was younger, I read this book called Eloise in Paris. And since then, I've always wanted to go to the Arc de Triomphe, which is one of the major structures in Paris.
So was this your first time ever traveling alone?
It was my first time traveling alone, especially on this trip too. Like I said, we didn't have a whole lot of free time independently to ourselves, but I've been traveling before with my family. We've gone to the Galapagos Islands, to Ecuador, and to Tanzania. And I had been to Israel as well on a birthright trip, but that was with a group and a tour guide. Mm-hmm. And so in past trips, I never had to really worry about a language barrier because the people we interacted with either spoke English or our guide would translate for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So this was really the first time I was alone abroad with no one that was worrying about me, but also no one I had to worry about, which was kind of freeing. It's like when you go on a flight by yourself and you just have to figure out where you're getting to and make sure that you get to where you need to go. And so I was essentially off the grid because I also didn't really have cell service outside of the hotel unless an emergency came up. So I was kind of nervous. It felt like a really personal test of what I'd learned about navigation from my family, what I had learned in the pre-departure class, making sure I ask for help when I need it, if I can kind of blend in and also act in a culturally parallel way as well.
Right. So how did you feel about being alone in Paris at this time?
I think for me, it was really helpful that I grew up about an hour outside of New York City. So being in a city itself didn't scare me. Mm-hmm. In some ways, navigating the metro is easier than navigating the subway system at home that I've been learning for about 10 years and have been going on by myself about past 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I could essentially go anywhere I wanted with my free time and felt really comfortable in the city itself.
That's really great. So what was your... or what do you think your favorite part about being in Paris was?
I think part of it, which also drew me to going to the Arc de Triomphe, was the history that's in Paris. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of other European cities, the history stretches back multiple centuries, unlike the U.S. So I think getting to see the history that's still present in modern day, combined with the different apartment buildings and all the ease of modern life, is just really fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So now back to your story. What else happened on that day?
So I figured out what metro I needed to take, the time the train would come, what stop I need to get off at. And when I first got there, I ended up coming out on the wrong side of the station. And so I was just standing there across the street, and there's this big traffic circle that surrounds the Arc de Triomphe, so you obviously can't cross the street. And so I figured out that I had to go back underground to get to the monument. And when I got there, there were two lines. One was a ticket line, and one was just a general entrance line. And I didn't realize that the ticket line was the one that I was standing on and that I already had a ticket. So I wasted about 20 minutes just standing there. Finally realized that I should go check and ask somebody if I was in the right place. So I did that. But when I finally got up to the top, I was a little confused where to go from there because there were a lot of people and there were some items you could read, but I also just wanted to make sure I wasn't that type of obnoxious tourist with a selfie stick. And I was trying to blend in a little bit, but I still wanted to see what I came to see. So after walking around for a little, I decided to kind of not really care how I looked to other people. Not in the sense that I wanted to be rude, but I just wanted to make sure I got out of it what I wished. And it was honestly one of the best things that I did while I was abroad.
That's great. So how do you feel looking back at the experience you had now?
I think looking back at it, I realized how much independence and confidence it gave me. I think I was really nervous to do it, so much so that I didn't tell my parents I was going, just in case they said, no, don't do it, it's too dangerous, because I just really wanted to prove to myself that I was able to do it alone. And everything went fine, and I told them about it after. But the fact that I was able to get myself there successfully and check something off my bucket list was a type of experience I hadn't had before. And I'm glad that I didn't really take the easy route of going somewhere we'd already been, but tried to push my comfort zone instead a little, which I think everyone could use a little more of.